Blog Talk Radio.
Hey, sports fans, we're talking to you. Want to hear the latest about your favorite teams, the biggest games, and all the best players? Then check out the hottest new sports show on radio, The Sports Authority, Case and Glove.
On the second Tuesday of every month, tune in at 2 p.m. right here on the Georgia Radio Reading Service and hear what's going on in the world of sport and much, much more.
It's sports talk with a twist, like Crown and Coke with a lime.
Good afternoon. You are here at the CECISFM Talk Radio. We have a special guest on Diamond Blade Warehouse, who is participating in our living facility, Who Feeds the Building, here June 11, 2015 at 2:30 Eastern Standard Time here in Atlanta, Georgia. We have a special interview with the largest warehouse distributor of diamond blades in North America, Diamond Blade Warehouse. What can you say about these guys? I think they're kind of cool because they're from my home area up in Illinois. I'm going to bring these individuals into the show here in just a moment, but we really want to introduce the people that's going to be on the call today. You have Mr. Carl Voltor and Mr. Nash, and Mrs. Marlene Dow, which is CECISFM Public Information Officer. CECI is very happy to have this particular interview because it's very unique. I want to thank these individuals for coming into the call today and just taking the time out of their busy work schedule. I want to welcome Mr. Nash to the call. Sir, welcome to the call.
Thank you very much. We're thrilled to be here and honored to be invited and to take part in this sort of relationship. We're very happy to be a part of this.
And I'd like to also introduce Mr. Carl Voltor. I just butchered this man's name, you guys. So I'm gonna let him introduce himself. How do you say your name again, sir?
It is Voltaire, like the French philosopher. It's spelled V as in Victor, O L, T as in Tom, A I R E, Voltaire.
Okay, very good. And I also have Ms. Marlene Dow, who is the CECI SFM Public Information Officer. Ms. Dow, welcome to the call.
Thank you. Appreciate being on the show and looking forward to this opportunity.
But ladies and gentlemen, we're going to jump into this. We want to thank you all for your time, and we are very grateful for your time. We also have an individual that's on the phone that might, I guess I will say that's the butter to this whole thing. I want to also introduce the managing partner, Ms. Janora Bowens, who's sitting in on hold. Ms. Bowens, thank you for tuning in today.
Thank you, Kareem. I appreciate it.
Very good. Very good. I like this girl. Known her for a while. Very good. let's just jump into this. We're just so grateful. I want to introduce everybody. Want to just present some questions about the company. Kind of tell our listeners, gentlemen, one of you all, about the modest beginning of Diamond Blade Supply to the industry.
Well, this is Carl. First and foremost, I'd like to piggyback and say I would like to thank you very much for the opportunity to collaborate with CCIS. We at the Diamond Blade Warehouse are very, very excited about building a long-term prosperous relationship. You know, when the Diamond Blade Warehouse came to the market, we completely changed the way diamond tools were brought and sold in the construction industry. Philosophy of selling a high-quality product at competitive wholesale pricing direct to the end user has never changed from inception. It is not about selling a diamond blade at the lowest price. It's basically about providing a diamond blade at the greatest value to all the contractors.
Whoa, to all the contractors. That's a woman. I mean, does it have to be necessary contract? It can be some women, too. We like buying blades.
Absolutely. Contractors from all walks of life.
And contractor-ish. Okay. We got a question for Mr. Nash. What makes the product line so unique, sir, that your company has distributed over 20 distribution opportunities with over 20 different manufacturers?
Yeah, that is absolutely correct. What we've done is we've selected the best product from each one of those manufacturers for every application and every aggregate. And we've private labeled all of those under our own brand called America. And that makes us unique, and all those products are only available through Diamond Blade Warehouse. And moreover, the great majority of those products do meet the Trade Agreements Act, which means, especially at the federal level or government level, that it makes it easier for those types of customers to buy from us. And make sure that they're not getting, forgive me for saying, junk from other companies that are countries that would not necessarily be acceptable. So, I mean, the combination of all these varied diamond blades are all put together to create the largest product line in the diamond tool industry, which makes us pretty unique to anybody else out there. So no matter what you are working with or what type of material you're cutting, we will always have the right blade for the contractor and for the end user.
Oh, I love it. Absolutely. I love that. I've been behind a couple of blades myself, but that's a perfect fit for the women and men that are working. So over the years, you've transitioned your expertise to construction service, supply distribution services, and concrete contractor industry end users. You guys have became a job site name. What are some of your experiences in getting out the door dealing with that kind of way that you guys put that out there to the public?
Oh, when we go visit our customers and provide the actual service that we do, that helps us, get our name out there and get us repeat business, get us some loyalty going out there, and really, really get some good experience. For the guys that actually go out there to work with the end users, it actually helps them gain a lot of experience, even though a lot of the guys here are already experienced, but they're constantly learning new things. They're constantly learning, certain things, because let's face it, there's different aggregates all over the country, so problems in Iowa may not be the same as problems in Louisiana or California or Alaska. So there's a lot of things to learn out there in the industry. It's not just about one blade doing one thing for one type of cutting. You really have to know your stuff to really, really problem solve and provide solutions for customers and contractors.
I've never known anybody do that. You go any place and get a blade, it come apart, they look at you like you're crazy. I love that. As a woman, I want to be able to get my money back just in case something tears up. So I love that already. I got a great question for Mrs. Dow and Mr. Nash. Now, this is a global economy, and DBW has surpassed so many other business models by introducing this new supplier diversity and inclusion for Tier 2 companies like CECISFM. That's a long word. Anyway, why the change for inclusion? I think that's why the change, why is that so important for this particular inclusion portion? Ms. Dow, I'm going to let you answer that part, and then he can finish up.
Sure. I would like to remind ladies and gentlemen, diamonds are always a girl's best friend, and I don't think that's hard to death. So let's just start with that basic fact. The other most important fact is at the end of the day, in most business arenas around the world, business is done with relationships. It's the people you know, the people you count on, the products you can count on, the customer service in product, the opportunities to constantly be learning new information, new techniques, et cetera, et cetera. And with Diamond Blade Warehouse, we have definitely seen through CECI that this organization wants to partner with us. They are our backbone and our support when it comes to blades for commercial purposes. And they've always been there to make adjustments or changes or anything it took to keep us as a customer. And we want to continue to be able to offer that type of support to our customers. If CECI can count on companies such as Diamond Blade Warehouse and count on the fact that they will be there with us as we move through the future, we have nothing but the most excited opportunity to continue to forge this relationship, to continue to draw new people to Diamond Blade Warehouse and their products, and we are very excited about being able to introduce our customers to the Diamond Blade product and its quality, not to mention their customer service that they give us with our support. So as a result, I just don't see where you can ever go wrong partnering up with CECI and Diamond Blade Warehouse. I'll defer now to Mr. Nash.
Well, I couldn't agree with you more. I come from a 30-year background in procurement, and I completely understand the importance of small business, minority business, small business set-asides, especially when it comes to, you know, competing on the market on federal and government bids or even state and local. And, you know, it just makes great sense. We've been looking for distributors, and when you guys came in contact with us, I was very excited to find out who you were and have that first initial phone conversation. Because, you know, you were speaking to the choir when I was listening to y'all about your background and what you guys were trying to do, what you guys were trying to accomplish, what you have accomplished. And just my eyes were lighting up as you guys were speaking. So I think it's a very, very good, important relationship. I think it's going to be mutually benefit for both parties and for anybody else who either one of us has as a customer, directly or indirectly. So I just think it's going to be a match made in heaven, and I'm looking forward to seeing this thing really develop and grow.
You know, that's when you're supposed to say, I do.
That's all right. I should have been getting out of my ear.
This is
going to
be a perfect wedding.
Yeah, absolutely. Oh, man. Hey, guys, I want to just take a quick second. We're going to just take a little instrumental break for a second, just kind of wind down for a moment, and we'll be right back with you guys, all right?
All right.
All right, welcome back. Welcome back. You're speaking with the, I'm sorry, you're sitting here with the CECI SFM Talk Radio, a living facility. Who's feeding the building? That's our premise of our show. We want to thank the people that we have online with us. We have Diamond Blade Warehouse with Mr. Carl Voltaire and Mr. Michael Nash, as well as the public relations officer for CECI SFM, Marlene Dow, and We also have in the background Ms. Janora Bullens, who is the managing partner. We are just sitting around here on this afternoon in throughout the country. We have people scattered everywhere. We're talking to folks out of Chicago. Janora's up in North Dakota. Ms. Marlene is in Arkansas, and our brothers with the Good Diamonds are right there in Chicago, where Ms. Marlene said a diamond is a girl's best friend. So I want to bring everybody back into the show and just kind of continue. Over the 28 years ago, this company came to market completely changing the way the diamond blade tools were bought and sold in the industry. And they have a philosophy for selling high-quality American-made products. And one of the things I want to also mention is that they have a blade called, for us Falcon people, a Falcon blade. So we want everybody to know that you can purchase that Falcon blade online at CECISFM.com, as well as they have a 25th anniversary blade that has the eagle that represents the United States. Creating and maintaining jobs within the United States is so important. These people have brought economic development and prosperity to the Illinois region that they have their warehouses, and they've created a continuous economic development and jobs and competitions for diversity involving small businesses. So I want to welcome everybody back to the call. Carl, I have a question for you. Now, how does BBW understand your clients' challenges and continuously strive to provide concrete solutions to make jobs easier, safer, and more efficient?
Well, once again, you know, for over 28 years, we have provided the industry with the finest diamond tools available in the market. Our sales team is highly regarded as one of the most knowledgeable and experienced in the industry. We sell the best quality products on the market. Our knowledgeable sales team is there to help select the best products for each job application. And we're here to help solve all our customers' problems and provide solutions. You know, for example, some of the frequently asked questions that we do get from our customers is, you know, why will my block or asphalt blade cut hard brick or concrete? You know, why shouldn't I use brick or concrete blade to cut block or asphalt? You know, what makes the blade stop cutting? What are the pros and cons of combination blades? You know, what is the difference between a wet blade and a dry blade? You know, all those client challenges we try to nip at the bud initially, you know, to create concrete solutions and make jobs efficient, more efficient to our end users.
I just wanted to know why I didn't cut it off, because you bought the wrong blade. You went to the wrong place. That's what I couldn't be on your sales team. I'd have got fired. Mr. Nash would have walked in and fired me immediately. I don't know what to tell you. Well, who told you about that cheap blade? So, Mr. Nash, for over 28 years, BBW has provided the industry with the finest diamond tubes available in the market. What are some of its tactics?
All right, well, it's a good question to ask. In the last 25 years or so, there's been a lot of other diamond blade companies that have sprouted up everywhere, and, you know, some are okay, some are not so okay, and a lot of them just, you know, when we try to contact new customers, they think that we're calling from different companies that have been bothering them for a long time, and they won't give us a chance. But when we do, make them realize who we are and that we're not the same other people that have been bothering them and for sales and things like that, what we do is we give them the chance to experience and test our blades first and foremost before they even have to purchase anything. So we'll send them out a blade for free a lot of times so they can see the quality and performance firsthand, and know that we're just not more than just a sales company, that we are in the business to provide solutions and provide concrete products and services to help the industry. So that's just one example that we like to do. We have a strong showing in a lot of our trade shows to basically network and get ourselves in front of a lot of these contractors that do go to these shows. We're also, this year, we're making a concerted effort to use social media, whether it's Facebook, Twitter, or in this case, radio now, or LinkedIn, things like that that the company hasn't really made a concrete effort in doing. But we're changing that now. We're getting us more, up to, current times with the way things are in the industry and the internet and the way the commerce is done more nowadays. But we're still keeping our prompt and specialized services. We're still keeping our competitive out there. We're still, making sure that customer satisfaction is number one. We're still doing our consultations and on-site visits. So we're just trying to get ourselves out there as much as possible, making sure we're staying current with the times, and basically just, making sure that we're just constantly stepping up the plate and just making sure we're not falling behind and, making sure that we are always going to be relevant and number one in North America.
Claire, like to compliment what Mr. Nash is saying, if I can have a second here. The most important thing in any commercial building process is always safety. You have to protect the human asset first. The second factor of all commercial building or building in general is efficiency. And I think most people realize that sometimes the fastest way is not necessarily the most efficient way. And the second thing is that safety can never be compromised. It's something you have to have always on your mind in a building setting. The thing that I have noticed with Diamond Blade Warehouse and their product is it's a superior product. As a result, its efficiency is extremely high because it doesn't break easily, or your individuals that are helping you pick out the right blades will not send you down the rabbit hole with, let's try three of these and then four of this or that kind of thing. And as a result of the efficiency because of the quality of product, it forces the product to keep their name in a very positive fashion. And as a result, without difficulty in using the product, you've prevented any potential safety issues as well. So while Mr. Nash and Carl have done a fabulous job of discussing what their product brings to the table and to the marketplace, I want to supplement that and complement that with the discussion of the superiority of the product and what that superiority brings to the contractor, or the contractor S, is the efficiency and the safety provisions included in the quality of the product.
And ladies, for that purpose, that's Prada versus Painless Persons, okay? We're dealing with Prada and Diamond Blade Warehouse and Painless Persons. There is just no comparison, or Dooney and Birch. So everybody know we got this quality and efficiency, because you can't overstep that. And I think it's very encouraging to know that that the company has implemented that as part of their infrastructure. I just got a couple more questions before we get out of here. This is for Mrs. Dow. CECI. SFM, you are the PR person and Janor's vocational education advocate. How does this relationship between this benchmark for advocating for a woman with Janor's such expertise, how does that kind of comply with what you guys are doing at CECI-SFM and what you just mentioned with Diamond Blade? How does that really work together, that synergy that works so well?
Well, Janora is the guru, and I'm just the mouthpiece, if you really want to know the truth. Janora is very good about explaining to me in detail what the technical side of the product has to be. And with her ability to discuss that with me on a highly professional level, it forces me to speak on Janora's behalf about what the possibilities are when you partner up with the right partner. And in this case, that would be Diamond Blade Warehouse. Janora is in the field. I call her, the boots on the ground. She's the grunt in the trench. And she is the one making it all happen. I'm just lucky enough I get to be her mouthpiece because she's kind of, you know, a little bit shy. She's not real comfortable with speaking and speaking of her accolades. I'll speak them all day long because I know exactly what this woman can do. And if you miss out on that part, well, then that's just your fault. Because if you're listening and paying attention, Denora will educate you. She will empower you. She will help you. She will do what needs to be done to see to it that you are successful. And that is why this partnership with Diamond Blade Warehouse is so important. The diversity is an easy title to talk about, but it's got to be a whole other effort when it becomes that partnership that is successful from the beginning of the process till the end of the process. And that is what this partnership has given to the marketplace. We are proving to the commercial and building industry every day, we're not just here to smile, flash big teeth, and get your money. We want to be in this partnership with you from the minute you start pouring that foundation till you have hit off the last thing off that punch list and you're out the door. We're going to be there to empower you and help you and encourage you and support you in whatever means necessary, along with Diamond Blade Warehouse.
All right. Ms. Ganesh, got about a minute. Please let everyone know how to contact you, and we hope to have more of these of your colleagues around the table in the future. What's the best way to contact Diamond Blade Warehouse?
Well, you can contact me or Carl. My number is 847-388-0166, and my email address, you can contact me at contracts@Diamond Blade Warehouse, and that's plural contracts. And I'll let Carl go ahead.
Absolutely. You can reach me direct at 847-388-0139, or you can email me at cvoltaire@diamondbladewarehouse.com. Now, once again, that's 847-388-0139, and my email is cvoltaire@diamondbladewarehouse. Please don't hesitate to call or send me an email with any questions and or concerns.
Yeah, that's wonderful. I really appreciate this opportunity. Ms. Dow, what is the best way to contact the CECISFM family?
Well, CECIServices.com is our store where we have a shopping cart, and if you want to call us on our 888 number, you will be met with the most wonderful, warm voice of an individual that will help you in case you have any questions. And then CECIFM.com is also another website that you can go to where if you just want to discuss with us maybe some of the current projects that you're working on, we will be glad to help you in any way, form, or fashion. I would also like to think that if you wound up just writing down Diamond Blade Warehouse's number first and didn't get ours, they would be glad to refer you to us as well. And I'd like to also thank Mr. Nash, Mr. Michael Nash, and I'd also like to thank Mr. Carl Voltaire for partnering with us in this discussion today. And let us all figure out a way to build security and interest and opportunity in our great nation through partnership and great products. That will carry globally, even though we don't have to. All the rest of it will take care of itself. And I think Denora would probably agree with me on that point.
Yes, I do. I definitely agree with you.
Okay. So thank you very much, Claire, and thank you, gentlemen.
Ladies and gentlemen, you have had an exclusive interview with one of the country's largest distributors of Diamond Blade, Diamond Blades in the country. I want to thank everybody for tuning in to the CECISFM Talk Radio. I want to thank you guys again for coming in. And if you guys want to just contact us at CECISFMTalkRadio@gmail.com, or you can call CECISFM at 888-245-2334 or shop online at CECISFM.com and go to the shopping cart and shop your little heart's desire. And happy Father's Day. We have a deal of the day that's going on for CECISFM.com, a deal of the day. You guys go to that, and you can save about 20 to 25%. want to thank everybody for tuning in, and I thank you guys, and have a great afternoon.
You as well. Thank you very, very much.
Thank you very much. We're proud to be a part of
the biggest games and all the best players? Then check out the hottest new sports show on radio, The Sports Authority, Case and Glove.
On the second Tuesday of every month, tune in at 2 p.m. right here on the Georgia Radio Reading Service and hear what's going on in the world of sports and much, much more.
It's sports talk with a twist, like Crown and Coke with a lime, right here.